Let's talk to Mary, who is in Virginia, listening on WAVA. Hi there, Mary. Thanks for calling into New Life Live.
So I have a question, and I wrote it down. I'm trying to find a healthy way to not be communicating with my mother, who turns every conversation to be about herself. And it makes me really sad that I'm unable to share my heart with her because she's unable to hold my pain and listen without making the conversation about her.
Wow. Has this always been the case?
Yeah, most of the time, it's gotten worse. And the way she does things is really like when my father-in-law passed away and I was grieving and I was talking to her and I was telling her, Mom, this is how I feel. Mm-hmm. And she started making about herself and how she went through the loss of her mother. And I had to look at her in the eye and I started crying. I was, Mama, could you please just hold my pain? Just a few minutes, hold my pain and hear me out and hear where I'm at. Right now is not the time for you to tell me about what you went through. Right now, I just want to express my sadness and pain that I'm dealing with. But she's really unable, and she either turns the conversation about her, or she dismisses it, like, oh, don't worry about it. I went through the same thing. It's fine. I love my mom. She is amazing. She's very generous. She's very loving, but she's so critical, and she just can't hold my pain. And I want to tell her this because, like right now, I just went through a bad breakup, and I'm trying to tell my mom about my pain. I really want to talk to her, and I call her, and she will tell me the minute I say, hi, Mom, how are you? And she will tell me everything that's going on in her life, but she's unable to give me time and space to communicate.
Wow. Yeah, so Mary, I love how well you are articulating that, and that you're even telling your mom what you need, and that you're seeing the good in your mom, but that there is this piece where your mom doesn't know how to sit in the moment and just hear you. It's like she's got to give you something, but it takes you out of the emotion, and it sounds like it shifts you to then having to like take care of her or hear her. And she may think she's giving you some good advice, but I love that you know what you need. So here's the thing, though. You keep going to your mom for this need that you have, knowing she's incapable of meeting it. And so the little girl in you keeps hoping, maybe this time, my pain will be such that she can hear it. And Mary, what if she can't? And what if you need to take that pain elsewhere? Your pain is valid. And you need someone that can kind of shut up and listen.
And I wish I could tell her and say, Mom, could you just listen? I don't want you to fix it. Can you just listen?
Yeah. If you said, you know, Mom, there's something I want to share with you, but what I'm really needing from you is to just listen and not really say a whole lot. I remember times when my daughter said, Mom, I need you to agree with me right now. I'm like, oh, okay, I jumped into the wrong mode. And just like agree and really, you know, hear her. And so ask for that. Could you just not talk at all until I'm done? Sometimes you have to be that specific. Because Mom may be anxious with pain. Mom might be anxious with, oh, my daughter's hurting. Quick, I got to fix it. Because she can't tolerate sitting with pain. But you give really clear instructions. This is what I'm needing right now. Do you think you could do this? And, you know, she might say, no, I don't think I can do that. Okay, well, then I'm going to I'll go share with someone else then.
What do you think, Mary?
I tried a couple things like that with her. And she'll listen for a couple minutes, and then she'll just turn away. She just goes back to her old patterns. I mean,
okay, do you see her capacity, though? You're seeing her capacity. And you're asking her to just sit a few seconds longer with you. I know this is hard for you, Mom, to sit and not talk. I really understand that. Can you try to just sit with me for, you know, 3 minutes and let me share something. Would you be willing to try to do that? Because I really need to talk and just be heard without interruption so that I can formulate my thoughts.
Mary, I think you're in a tough situation with your mom, and I think you're doing as good a job as you possibly can in terms of that relationship. Because, you know, I like to say, protect yourself and honor, you know, your parents, and even in a difficult situation. And I think you're doing really well at the honoring side with her. A couple of things. One is, you're going to have to grieve your mom. She's not the emotionally caring mom who's healthy that you're going to ever find. So when you share these pains, you know, you're getting the same thing. It's kind of like the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You've probably shared with your mom enough pain that she didn't show caring. She, you know, she wanted to fix you. And again, that's her woundedness stuff. So sometimes you have to, and I hate to say this to you because you're such a wonderful person, but you might have to lower the expectations of your mom that she's maybe not capable of doing that because she has a maybe a critical mindset or a fix-it mindset. You're going to have to, I think, find somebody who's safer for you. Safe means it's a friend who listens. You know, we have, I always say this, we have VIPs, very inspiring people, and we have VDPs, very draining people. Well, your mom, if she keeps draining you, she is your mom. So you're going to honor her. You're going to build a relationship, but she's not going to be that safe person who's going to hear your pain. And I felt your pain when you were sharing, my mom didn't, you know, listen. Okay, well, this some of us have parents who do, and most of us have parents who don't. Your dream of having the mom who's going to, you know, cuddle with you and you know, share deep empathy and compassion, that's not going to happen. But there's somebody who can. And so, you know, find those people who can do that. And then I think your relationship with your mom will be better because you won't have to then depend on her to, you know, hear some of the, you know, stuff that's going on because it sounds to me like she doesn't have the capacity to do that. I'm not burning on her. I'm just simply saying some people don't have the capacity to show empathy and care to their children. And I think that's your mom.
A lot of times we have to also tell like spouses, that you don't have to fix this problem. I just need you to sit there and hear me.
Right.
Just say nothing. And I know for a lot of men, that's really difficult to do because they feel like they're not doing enough. May be with your mom.
Right.
She may feel like, okay, I've got to give her something or I've got to stop this somehow, fix her pain.
And that's her way.
And doesn't realize that just sitting there saying nothing would do way more.
Yeah, right. And that's her mom's way of showing love, but it's not an effective way of showing love.
Yeah.